Hello, I'm Dr. Norm Ephraim, a licensed psychologist in Boston, Massachusetts. With over 35 years' experience helping people improve their lives, I know what I'm talking about when I say that what I'm going to share with you today can truly bring lasting change. Because if you're reading this page or perhaps hearing my voice, you want a change, perhaps desperately. Maybe you're a young man who experiences overwhelming social anxiety when meeting women, resulting in profound pain and self-loathing. Or perhaps you're a young career woman who experiences paralyzing panic that you have to hide from your coworkers because it's so humiliating. Maybe, too, you're a husband and father who gets angry too often, causing the people that you love the most to be afraid of you. And maybe you're the older woman dealing with menopause, or a man facing retirement who feels depressed and empty. In each of these situations, a common factor is often negative self-talk. Inner conversations, often subliminal, there are negative, self-critical, and pessimistic. It may be simply a continual stream of worries about what if this happens or that happens, that prevents you from truly enjoying the present. Or it may be a steady stream of self-criticism and perfectionism where you tell yourself that you're not smart enough, attractive enough, rich enough, or even relaxed enough to ever be happy and successful. Now, many of the people I've seen as a psychologist over my career are not quite fully aware of how critical, controlling, and rejecting they are towards themselves, for their bad moods and perceived flaws. They're always pushing or pulling themselves in one way or another. Don't do this, don't do that. The implicit belief, oftentimes, is that if somehow they discover and do the right thing, they'll finally be happy. They usually believe, too, that telling themselves to snap out of it when they're down in the dumps really helps them to get control over their anxiety, depression, or bad temper more quickly. But this couldn't be further from the truth. It takes them a while to really understand that such negative self-talk not only doesn't help them become happier and more successful, but actually exacerbates their bad moods. It also plays a major part in generating physical conditions like weight problems and hypertension. The simple paradox is that we feel better and achieve more authentically when we truly accept ourselves, including our anxious, depressed, and even angry moods. By acceptance, however, I do not mean resignation. Acceptance is an attitude of understanding and compassion towards the source of our bad moods in our unique biological and psychological history that enables change to take place. During my years in practice in Boston, I've helped many people develop greater compassion for their unique stories, and this has enabled them to live happier and more fulfilled lives. I began to wonder, though, whether some of the essential concepts and techniques from longer-term therapy could be crystallized into an effective but shorter-term approach. It took about 6 years to develop and refine, but I feel the mood-shifting program fulfills this objective. It is a program which can help you manage chronic issues like anxiety, depression, anger, and daily stress more effectively. I say manage because you and I both know that these problems are often stubbornly resistant to any notion of, quote, cure. What I am promising, though, is that the mood-shifting program will truly help you manage these issues in a way which will lead to greater happiness and peace of mind. The program is called Mood Shifting, Understanding and Transforming Your Negative Moods, and it's composed of 3 steps. Step 1, called Awareness. You'll come to understand exactly where your negative, anxious, and self-critical thoughts and feelings are coming from, and what they're really all about. Now, you may think your bad moods come and go for no reason, but that's really not the case. When you learn what your shifting moods are really all about, I promise you it may surprise you. In step 2, you'll gain a deeper sense of self-compassion. You'll finally come to understand why your negativity, pessimism, anxiety, self-criticism is not your fault. Now, does that sound irresponsible? Sound like a cop-out? Many motivational speakers will tell you that it is. They'll tell you that you are 100% responsible for your state of mind. While their intention is to motivate you to achieve more in life, the actual result is that you feel shame. You see others accomplishing more and seeming happier, and you say, "What's wrong with me?" Again, the truth is that only by developing self-compassion can you eliminate the negative thoughts and feelings that keep you unhappy. In fact, once you fully recognize how and why you're not to blame for your negativity, you'll become more responsible, happier, and accomplish more than perhaps you ever dreamed possible in your life. This is what the third step is all about. I call it authentic adult action. And here, I present a powerful action program which utilizes a 150-page workbook full of practical exercises, including guided self-hypnosis, which will enable you to change your negative moods more quickly into happier and productive ones. Now, the easy-to-read workbook and the accompanying MP3 self-hypnosis files are divided into 8 weekly step-by-step lessons, which teach you such eye-opening things as identifying what triggers your negative moods, how your negativity may have protected you in your life. This is a very important thing you'll discover. Recognizing when you're operating from past experience instead of being in the present. The crucial difference between self-blame and self-responsibility. 3 powerful steps to getting out of bad moods more quickly. How to stay on a diet, stop smoking, lower your blood pressure, etc. more easily. Ways to resolve couple conflict more effectively. How to identify blocks to career achievement and begin moving beyond them. And much, much more. But that's not all. While mood shifting is a self-help program, sometimes we can get stuck and want to give up. As a, quote, negative self-talker, you might even find yourself reading a few pages and then saying things like, "Ah, this won't work. Why bother? Nothing can change." Well, now you don't have to give up the ship, because I will be available to help you personally every step of the way. You can write to me via emails with any questions you may have. Any time, night or day for the first month after purchase, I'll take your questions seriously and suggest what I think is best for you. I'll usually respond within 24 hours. You can have personal one-to-one coaching with me via telephone or even Skype now for a moderate fee. Using the Mood Shifting Workbook as a guide, I will help you develop personal awareness, self-compassion, and authentic adult action to live a happier and more fulfilling life. Well, just the other day, a client described her progress with the program in a way which I believe could mirror your own. She said, "All my life, I've been able to be nice to others. Now I'm finally able to be nice to myself. Mood shifting is really amazing." Well, to learn more about the program, you can go to the other files in this website, or even drop me a line at oakdale3@aol.com. I really wish you success and help, and continued prosperity in your life. Thank you, and take care.